Welcome back to Team Talk, everybody. It's our podcast for the Team Automotive Group. I'm Victor Howell. It's great to have you with us as we are closing in on the end of the month of May. Memorial Day holiday staring us straight in the face this weekend, and then we will officially kick off summer and get things going in June. And looking forward to our Team Talk this week, our podcast. If you were with us last time, Ron Jackson from Team Toyota suggested and nominated his good friend, Joe Jenkins from Toyota. And Joe, it's great to have you here. The funny thing, if you didn't hear it when Ron nominated you, he said, I want to nominate my good friend, Joe Jenkins. Boy, he loves to listen. He doesn't talk much. I was like, Ron, it's a podcast. We're going to need to get Joe to talk a little bit. So I'm going to put you to the challenge because your boy Ron nominated. But it's great to have you. How are you?
I am doing great, Vic. It's just a pleasure to be here, man. Just to know that I'm admired by a good friend like Ron Jackson. He and I have worked together for 30 plus years now. Ron said it's 31, and I'm, about to hit 31, too. Came to Team a little before I did, but became friends. And, of course, I think I know him probably better than most of, my family because we're together like 8-10 hours a day and for 30-plus years now. So it's really been a pleasure knowing him, and really we've come to be friends. Know his family. He knows my family. We just good to have someone that's a good friend to you.
Always great to have those people in your life, for sure. I was glad that he nominated, and I'm glad you accepted it so we could come over here and talk. You talked about being here almost 31 years. Let's back up for a minute because I know you're not from the Baton Rouge area, but you're Louisiana born and bred, not Baton Rouge born and bred. So where did you grow up?
Grew up in Jenneret, Louisiana, right outside of New Iberia, and it's a little country town. Of course, like I said, it's so country until like going to New Iberia or Lafayette is like packing stuff and going to New York. So really enjoyed, that time there. But of course, what brought me here to Baton Rouge came to school here to Southern University, and that's came over and got stuck. But it's been a good ride, been good opportunities here. And, of course, went to work for Montgomery Ward's, worked for them for about 14 years. And, of course.
Now, was that at Beaumarchais?
Beaumarchais Law. I don't know if you remember that.
No, I do. There are people who work for us at Team who have no idea what that was. Yeah. But as soon as you said Montgomery Ward, the only one I knew was on Beaumarchais.
It was a funny thing. They call it Monkey Ward. So it's, but anyway, enjoyed working there. Met some, friends there. And, of course, worked there 14 years in the furniture department. And then moved over to Olin's and worked at Olin's for a couple of years. And, of course, I got to the point where I said, well, I need to be outside. I was inside all the time. Mm-hmm. I said, I need to see some sunlight. And I said, I'm going to go into the car business. I'm going to try it out. And of course, that was kind of my plight. I just enjoyed, the car business. And 31 years later, here we are.
First of all, if you were at Montgomery Ward that long and then Olin, and you're not that old to have those many jobs and then be here 31 years.
I tell you what, I may not look my age, but sometimes I feel my age.
No, I'm saying you're not old enough to have. I think you're making some of that jobs up. Hey, how was going to school on the Bluff? What did you study at when you were at Southern?
Southern, was in education.
Okay.
And that was a fun little ride there. Worked there. I actually went to school there for several years. And, of course, got part-time with Montgomery Ward's and kind of went over to Montgomery Ward's and kind of pursued, the retail business.
Sure.
So that's kind of, has been my deal, with the retail business.
Yeah.
It's been a pleasure. It's been really good.
Who hired you at Team? Well, first of all, what made you? I know you said, let's go try the car business. Who did you talk to at Team?
Well,
was that your first stop?
Well, I was
and your
at
only
work.
Stop?
Yeah, well, I was at, I think it was at Olin's, and I think Henry Adebutu, he's, was with us for years. Yeah. He came in to buy some furniture and says, man, why don't you come over here and take a look at the car business? So he did. He kind of recommended me, went over and, of course, interviewed with the guys over there. And, of course, I kind of met some really good friends there, too, and they're at first I said, oh man, this is different. It's different. But it's really been good. Worked in the used car department, and the new car, but one of the first cars I ever sold was a Hyundai Accent. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, Hyundai Accent. I says, and then that first car, and then, of course, that was my first little thing. I says, yeah. Is this going to be for me? And sure enough, it's been really good.
I'll say for 31 years, yeah, you're doing it right. You certainly impressed somebody when you came to the interview. How much did your background at Olin's and Montgomery Ward, being in that, like you mentioned, in that retail side and in the sales, how much did that experience help you transition into the car business?
Well, it's about meeting people, meeting their needs, and finding out what their likes and dislikes about whatever product they're looking at, and making sure I meet those particular needs, and you know, making sure they're taken care of, and sure enough, I would be taken care of.
Yeah, that's, and Ron talked a lot about that too, because with 31 years, I'm sure you're seeing generational customers now. You've met them, but now they're bringing their kids back, right?
Well, there's two, three generations of folks, of families.
Yeah.
And some families, as many as 7, 8, 9 cars, you know, within that family, all within the individual that they've always come back and just patronized me. And it's, you know, it's been good.
Yeah, well, that's great. You talked about where you grew up and then going to school to Southern. Tell us about family. I know you said you have 5 kids, but four of them are in Baton Rouge. Those all girls?
All girls in Baton Rouge. 4 girls in Baton Rouge, and boy that's in is in Houston, and he works with Dow Chemical. Of course, that's an engineer, and of course he went on to Dow asking to actually go back to school for. To get his MBA, and once he got his MBA, he was promoted to the corporate office.
Oh, that's great. There in
Houston. He's been with them now for almost 16 years or so.
Wow, that's great.
And he's doing very well. Travel the world. He's just, I called him one day, he's in Germany, and another day he's locally, but he is had a really good time. He has 2 kids. He's very involved with them, with basketball.
Oh, yeah.
Build a court in his backyard. He's just really just grooming him. That's my son there in Houston. And what's the girls? The girls here in Baton Rouge. I say all in Baton Rouge. I have one that is in Indiana, and of course the rest of them here.
Okay. Well, that's great.
So yes.
And your boy, you were hinting to me earlier that your boy's trying to tug the rope to get you to go down the interstate.
Yeah,
right? He wants you down in Houston.
Yeah, every opportunity that we talk, he says, man, when are you coming to Houston? I said, I don't know about that.
We're not ready to get rid of you yet. You got to stay around for a lot longer.
Yes.
You know, stay here with us. I think you have such an inspirational story, if you don't mind sharing what you can, what you'd like to.
Mm-hmm.
I apologize to you when I saw you earlier, because for the years that my office was actually in the Toyota building, I didn't know this had happened to you, but you had was it a heart attack or a stroke? Was something happened when you were at the dealership?
At first, Vic, it was, they weren't sure. My blood pressure flew out of range, and of course fell out there in front of the dealership. And of course they, the ambulance came, and I kind of was hesitant about going. And of course finally gets in the ambulance going down. And of course later on they told me it was a heart attack. At first they said that, it wasn't a heart attack. So, but later on, as time going through the testing, they found out that I did have a heart attack, and of course, and I would need a triple bypass, and then that bypass, they were going to put splints in, and of course, I was sitting there on the recovering table after them going into. To do splints,
right?
One guy walks in. He says, "Man, we can't do splints. We're going to have to open your chest." Well, of course, didn't put it that way. We're going to have to have open heart.
Sure, yeah, yeah. So, still not the news you're ready for.
It's like it was a shock.
Yeah,
and of course that was the first part of the week. He says, "By the end of the week, I want you to get ready because we need to do this right away." That was maybe a Monday or Tuesday. By Friday, they were rolling me in to do the. Do the surgery.
Yeah.
And of course it went well. It was a challenging time. as I was there, of course, later on, and after the surgery, one of my coworkers recommended in a blood drive that they would contribute to my, you know, my situation.
For you, yeah.
And of course, they called me as I was recovering, and I think the day that the drive was, and he says, Channel 9 wants to talk to you. Is it okay? I says, yeah, that's fine. I was in my front yard. I'm just recovering and watching, you know, the guys who will change the roof of my house. And I said, fuck yeah. He said, we're not going to do a whole lot. Just come on down. And, of course, I got there. They put me back in right now into the TV room. And that goes the interview.
Yeah.
But yeah. Recovering very well at this point. But really very, very, very challenging time.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I mean, you look great. Yeah. And Ron shared a little bit about it, but, you know, that it happened here. You're at work thinking you're going to another day.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, as you mentioned, the ambulance comes. You're trying to figure out what's going on. And then they're going to tell you they're going to crack you open. Well, I mean, you know, what's the option, right? It beats the alternative.
Yes.
But like we said, that's not the kind of news you're expecting to get in a 72-hour window.
Yes, certainly.
But you look great, and we all thank God the fact that it was healthy. And then I know you also had another personal tragedy, and I'm very sorry to hear about the loss with your wife.
Right, certainly. And, yeah, my wife Pamela, we were married for 39 years, probably about 3 months shy of about 40 years, and of course, you know, she passed, and of course, very trying time again, but that just could get difficult at times.
Absolutely.
You roll over.
You understand.
And, you know, but we had some very, very beautiful times together.
Yeah, well, certainly.
Raising our kids.
Sorry about that loss as well. And it leads me to think about the comment you made mm-hmm. when we started this about people like a Ron Jackson, like a friend,
yes.
right? Because you need them in the good and the bad. And you had your share of bad that hit you kind of a 1-2 punch. Mm-hmm. What did you learn about yourself to pull through the troubling times? Because, and here's why I ask you. I know there might be people listening. You never know what somebody's going through, right?
Right, exactly. And
maybe there's somebody that's had some tough time. Maybe they just lost an uncle or an aunt or a grandmother or what have you. But through your heart attack, and I said you look great, and you're still almost at 31 years, and unfortunately you have the loss of your wife. What did you learn to help you pull through those challenging times? And who and or what helped you through it?
Well, first of all, I have to trust the Lord. The Lord did bring me through this. Of course, I had great friends like Ron Jackson, that will all encourage me. And of course, beautiful people around me that would encourage me. But it's been their input, and that's been very, very, very good.
Did you ever feel like you were facing a time where you said, I just need to quit and step back, meaning the job?
Right.
I mean, look, I had a heart attack. Now I've lost my wife of almost 40 years. I've got my kids. Man, I just need to step back and just not do it. Did you ever get to that point where you thought I need to give up the job, or was that something that maybe kept you going?
No, I've not come to that point. Nor did I, you know, come to that point at any time. But I would always find something to do.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, went to counseling. I would recommend that to anyone, do a little counseling, because that's I understand it's probably one of the most tragic times for anyone, anything to happen to a person, that is to lose a spouse. And of course, having experienced that, and I said, I need to go to counseling. And I did.
But it helped you.
For several months, and that's been a help to me as well. So.
Good.
But I am just happy to be alive, because I don't know. There's another incident. I don't know if Ms. Ron told you about it. But
oh, no, it's your story.
In the middle of the recovery, I got what's called a bleeding ulcer. Of course, right after did the surgery, there was a bleeding ulcer. And, of course, I had to go back to the hospital. And that particular instance, it was... I'm saying, hey, did I break a vessel? Something, you know? But it was a bleeding ulcer, and of course, the doctor that attended me said that they called him at 11 o'clock at night, and he says, and again at 11:30, because we were slow getting there, so we're going to lose this guy if you don't get up here. So anyway, he gets there. There's four doctors around him. And, well, actually, I'm sorry, five. He said, man, there had to have been angels around there too, because we were about to lose you. So, but it's that time right there was very, very, very challenging, very, mm-hmm. very challenging, but made it through. Very, very grateful of just being on this side, on the top of the earth.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That just shows you that there are still too many people who need some time with you, because it wasn't your time yet. You have too many lives still to touch here.
Yes,
so, but that's why I said about you being inspirational, because it's one thing you have a heart attack, and I did not know about the bleeding ulcer, but then you know the sorrow that you go through losing your spouse, and then you're trying to recover. But it's good to know that there's a family and team that keeps you going. I'm sure when you see your customers, and like you said, every day you find that one thing to hold on to, and that one thing maybe becomes a second. Then the next thing you know, you're 5, 6, 7 into that chart. You're like, hey, it's a pretty good day.
Yes.
You know, this is turning into a pretty good week.
Yes,
and you kind of build on it. And I think people can be inspired from that. I appreciate you sharing the story.
Yeah,
what else, when you're done with sales and you go home, or you got your weekend, what do you like to do? Do you get outside in the garden? Do you like to go bike riding? Or what are you doing?
Yeah, a little outside doing my yard, doing a little bike riding. And of course, you know, that's almost like a therapy for me. So mm-hmm. I'd love to do it. And it's just a winding down time. And that's kind of love to do that.
No, it's good. There's nothing wrong with that. Are you still learning things in the car business after 31 years?
Yeah. Well, if I ever come to a point where I said I don't need to learn anything else, I'm in trouble. There's always, you know, when every day there's something I'm learning. And learning from customers, learning from, you know, new products that comes in. It's always more information that could be, you know, gathered and of course used and betting yourself, betting the person that you come into contact, sharing that information, allow them to see the advantage of course the purchase that they're making.
Yeah.
And there's always more.
And there's always, and I know in your position being on that side of the property mm-hmm. with used cars, mm-hmm. you know, we all certainly know the quality of the new car side, Toyotas and Hondas and Mazdas and our flags. Mm-hmm. But you know, on your end, you need to know about that Chevy truck or that
yes.
Ford whatever, or as you mentioned, the Hyundai, the first car that you were selling.
Yeah.
It just shows how much more you're learning about even other brands
exactly.
to try to, because that brand might fit that customer at that time.
Exactly, exactly. They're the different ones that the different brands that we, you know, we're selling, of course, it could be, like you said, Chevy, Toyota, Mazda. I mean, there's different brands, which kind of open you up to be able to be familiar with all those other brands and, mm-hmm. and how they compare to the Toyota. Of course, kind of lean more toward the Toyota at this point, of course. You know, having experience with other brands and feel that Toyota's been one of the top brands. Of course, mm-hmm. you see it every day.
Sure.
And that's been really good to be in the Toyota and, you know, of course, Mazda and Honda, good products.
What does the team organization mean to you? I mean, 31 years, there's certainly some loyalty from you on that end, because you've been very happy for 3 decades.
Oh, yeah.
But when you think about it, you just think a team and what Preston and his dad, Mr. John, and then what, you know, Mr. Ken, God rest his soul, you know, what they were building here, you were part of with all of them. What does that mean to you?
It's probably one of the best place to have worked. And if you're going to be working in the car business, a guy says, man, they talk about greener grass elsewhere, but I always use this term. I says, man, this water your grass and it's going to get green too. But just to... the Petersons have been great, fantastic. I don't think there's a better place in the car business that one could work. They're very, you know, they reach out to the employees. I mean, they almost can look forward to one Christmas time. They're reaching out to the employees. And at any given time, you can go and talk to them. They're blessed. It's been a blessing to them.
Have you thought about what the future might hold for Joe Jenkins? I mean, look, you got a little salt and pepper going here on the chin like I do. And, I mean, yours is a little nicer than mine. But and look, hey, 31 years is nothing to sneeze at. And again, congratulations. I mean, that's an outstanding accomplishment. But when you start thinking about what might be coming in the future, do you have a goal like, hey, I want to get to 35 or I want to get to 40 years and then I'm going to call it? Have you tried to picture what retirement might look like for Joe, or is that just something that's not in your radar?
Well, you know, man, it's almost like sneaking up on me because recently, you know, I was able to reach the age where I could, you know, do a little Social Security and that kind of stuff. But still don't want to really throw in the towel at this time.
Sure.
I think eventually I'll come to that, but don't want to stick to this for a little while longer. And eventually I maybe would want to do a little traveling once I do get to that point in which I would want to, you know, just retire, just relax. Can't do too much relax. I understand that you got to keep moving.
Well, we're not getting rid of you anytime soon. So we definitely plan on keeping you around. When you want to travel, where will be your first destination? Is there some place you've always wanted to go to?
Well, I'm going to California would like to probably go to maybe Japan or places like that, you know, just kind of see a little bit more of the world.
Absolutely.
I've done some traveling, but would like to travel some more as well.
Yeah. What's the most memorable place you travel to? Do you have one that stands out?
Yes. Colorado, man. Colorado's kind of really stand out to me. The mountains, mm-hmm. Cheyenne Mountain, Pikes Peak, I understand it. Over there at Pikes Peak, you get up so high that you all four seasons, there's snow on the top of the mountain.
Absolutely.
It never melt.
Absolutely.
And, that's probably one of the most memorable places I've been. I also that's it.
Hey, that's great travel, and I hope you get to the Japan and everywhere else you want to go to when that time comes. But stick around for a while. We're not getting rid of you. We want you to keep doing what you're doing because you're very good at it, and we're glad you're with our family. You know how we do this. Ron nominated you. You have the floor. If you want to know, you do not have to. Now, do not feel the pressure. I tell everybody. There is no pressure because we've got a long line of people that we could interview, but we always give our guests the opportunity to nominate someone from any of our stores or administration. It could be upstairs, anything you want. Do you have anybody you would like to nominate?
Steve LeBoux.
Steve LeBoux.
Yeah,
okay.
Steve LeBoux. He's in the new car department.
At Toyota. For people who don't know, he's at Toyota. Yeah.
He's at Toyota. And he's probably going to be, man, you nominated me.
Well, he's going to get mad at you?
I don't know.
Oh, no, he won't
Some
get mad
people
at you.
Just, you know. But I think he'd be great. Fantastic.
Well, fantastic.
He's inspirational. Personal there in the new car department. Been there for a little while.
Yeah.
But I thought about it early part of the week. I said, I'm going
to
nominate.
Well, that was nice of you to think of it, and that's a good nomination. I look forward to telling Steve. If you're listening, you're on the clock, courtesy of Joe Jenkins, and we'll look forward to having Steve here. Hey, Joe, it's really been fun talking to you. Like I told you when we were setting this up, and mm-hmm. the times that I would see when my office was at Toyota, we never had a chance to really sit and talk a lot. We have different mm-hmm. paths, and mm-hmm. we're traveling and doing different things. But I appreciate you sharing some of your inspiration because I think it's inspirational to a lot of people to hear mm-hmm. how you faced some tragedy, the personal, the health, but how you fought through it. And like I said, you look great mm-hmm. and keep doing what you're doing, my man. You do a great job at it.
All right. Fantastic.
Thanks for joining us. It wasn't too bad, huh? I told you it'd be easy.
We're bad at all.
No, not too bad at all.
It's awful.
No,
huh?
You're fine. We're getting off right now. That's our sign.
Oh, is that it?
That's our sign. You just set the cue. All right. Steve LeBoux, you're on the clock. Everybody have a great Memorial Day weekend and a close out for the month of May. Let's get the summer started on the right direction, and we'll have a great June moving forward, and we'll get Steve. For Joe Jenkins, I'm Victor Howell. Thanks for joining us, and we'll talk to you next time right here on Team Talk.